From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Millennials, Gen Ys, the younger generation. No matter what you call them, you'll be surprised how they're setting trends in wine drinking right after this.
Come play in San Luis Obispo County. Midway between L.A. and San Francisco lies the central coast of San Luis Obispo County. Its wine country, breathtaking coastline, and Hearst Castle have enthralled countless visitors. It's where you'll experience California lifestyle pleasures like wine tasting, kayaking, cycling, hiking, or simply relaxing while you take in the sweeping views. Your playtime is precious. Plan it now at visitsanluisobispocounty.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
It seems that every generation pushes trends in one direction or another when it comes to their beverage of choice. And so it is with the millennials. Young adults between the ages of 18 and 29 are pushing the needle away from beer and towards wine and liquor, according to a recent Gallup poll. Alternatingly described as entrepreneurial, narcissistic, chronically stressed, and broke, why is it that millennials are giving wine a bigger thumbs up? Some researchers suggest it's because Gen Ys are less competitive and more about sharing. All-out competitive beer drinking at a kegger may have been replaced by sharing a bottle or two of wine in a more intimate setting. It's also possible that, with a millennial's greater sense of entitlement, wine is no longer a drink for special occasions and nice dinners out. In the last decade, beer drinking in the age group has decreased by 30%, while wine drinking has risen by 10%. Those who prefer liquor rose by an even larger margin. In overall consumption, beer still holds a 1% edge over wine. But that number used to be 20% in 1992. So wine is up and beer is down, at least with Gen Ys. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.